A while back, we looked at one of the most common word choice errors that I see among the writers whose skills are just short of what you'd call professional. Using peaked, spelled P-E-A-K-E-D, when they mean P-I-Q-U-E-D, as in, that comment he made really piqued my curiosity. Naturally, anyone can make this mistake, especially as a typo. But some almost professional and barely professional writers make this mistake consistently because they really don't know that peaked is spelled with an I and a Q. And of course, this isn't the only error common at this skill level. So, continuing with the idea of wrong word errors that separate the pros from the not-quite-pro, here are some more common mistakes. One common wrong word problem among novice writers crops up when they want to say something like, "Getting fired didn't faze Joe in the slightest." Writers who don't know better spell phase P-H-A-S-E, but the correct spelling is F-A-Z-E. The one that begins with an F and contains a Z, according to Webster's New World College Dictionary, is a transitive verb meaning to disrupt the composure of or disconcert. Its synonyms include fluster and rattle. Now the one spelled P-H-A-S-E is the more common word. It's usually a noun referring to the part of a cycle or stage that something's in, or part of its development or progression, like the phases of the moon. Whenever you want to talk about someone being affected by something, what you want is F-A-Z-E and not P-H-A-S-E. Now, another word that gets mixed up a lot is principle. It's surprisingly common to see someone write P-R-I-N-C-I-P-L-E when they mean P-R-I-N-C-I-P-A-L. For example, in a sentence like, "My desire to earn more money was one of the principal reasons I went back to school." In this sentence, you want the one that ends with pal. As an adjective, this pal spelling means first in rank, authority, importance, or degree. That's according to Webster's New World College Dictionary. But the one ending with L-E is a noun that has several meanings. Its most important is a fundamental truth, law, doctrine, or motivating force upon which others are based, as in moral principles. So when you're talking about a fundamental truth, go with the L-E spelling. When you need an adjective to describe the main one in a group, go with the P-A-L spelling. Of course, the one with the pal ending can also be a noun. That's usually the person who runs a school and likes to offer up this mnemonic device for remembering these two spellings. Your principal is your pal. Another wrong word situation common to almost their writers is site, spelled S-I-T-E, C-I-T-E, and S-I-G-H-T. If you don't know these already, you should probably dedicate some time to reading up on them and memorizing them. In brief, the one spelled S-I-T-E means a location. The one spelled C-I-T-E is a verb describing what happens when you quote a textbook or when a police officer gives you a ticket. And the final spelling, S-I-G-H-T, is easier, but it does confuse a lot of writers in one specific situation. When you say that you have something in your sights or you're setting your sights on something, that refers to the sight in a rifle, the glass eyepiece with the painted crosshairs, and that is spelled S-I-G-H-T. So whenever you're setting your sights or something or have something in your sights, think of that one as being spelled the same as eyesight, S-I-G-H-T.